Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark, your daily dose of inspiration, delivered hot and fresh every morning. Today, we're diving into something super important: building self-compassion through mindful living. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for little mistakes? Like you've got this inner critic that just won't shut up? Trust me, you're not alone. We all have that voice sometimes. But what if I told you there's a way to quiet that noise and cultivate more kindness towards yourself? We're talking about building self-compassion, which is basically treating yourself with the same understanding, warmth, and care that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Now, before you say easier said than done, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some fluffy, overly positive unicorn. It's about acknowledging your humanness, the good, the bad, and everything in between, and learning to be your own biggest cheerleader. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you start building self-compassion through mindful living. First up, practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating for hours on end, though that can be great. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When those critical thoughts pop up, acknowledge them, but don't get sucked in. Just observe them like clouds passing by. You're not your thoughts, you are the observer of your thoughts. Second, cultivate self-awareness. Pay attention to your emotions and physical sensations throughout the day. What triggers your inner critic? What brings you joy? Understanding yourself better allows you to respond to challenges with more compassion and grace. It's like knowing your own map so you can navigate those tough terrains with a little more ease. Third, challenge negative self-talk. We all have that voice in our heads sometimes, but it doesn't always tell the truth. When you catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or I always mess up, ask yourself, would I say that to a friend? Probably not, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer someone you care about. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be something as simple as a delicious cup of coffee or the warmth of the sun on your skin. Focusing on what you're thankful for shifts your perspective and helps cultivate a more positive outlook. And finally, remember that you're worthy of love and compassion. This is a fundamental truth, regardless of your accomplishments or failures. You deserve kindness, both from yourself and others. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and remember, you are enough, just as you are. Now imagine this. You're in the middle of an important presentation, and you trip over a cable and stumble mid-speech. In that moment, what's your instinct? Do you panic, beat yourself up, and wish you could disappear? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the mishap with a smile, and keep going? The answer lies in self-compassion. Instead of letting one slip up derail your entire confidence, you recognize it as a human moment, something that happens to everyone. You offer yourself a little kindness and understanding, reminding yourself that it's okay to make mistakes. Then, you dust yourself off and keep going with grace and resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Practice mindfulness, cultivate self-awareness, challenge negative self-talk, practice gratitude, and always remember your worthiness. These simple yet powerful practices can help you build a foundation of self-compassion that will empower you to navigate life's challenges with more ease and resilience. Remember, the journey towards self-compassion is ongoing. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress and setbacks. But keep practicing, keep showing yourself kindness, and remember, you've got this. Now go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me on social media. I want to hear how you're applying these principles in your own life. Until next time, stay motivated, stay inspired, and keep sparking that inner fire.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.